What if the most powerful self-help techniques take less than a minute to implement? Richard Wiseman's groundbreaking research reveals that many popular self-improvement methods, visualization boards, anger expression, and affirmations, aren't just ineffective, but can actively sabotage our goals. The true game changers are quick, science-backed techniques hidden in academic journals. Like an expert who knows exactly where to tap a broken machine, personal transformation doesn't require months of effort. It happens in moments when you apply the right psychological lever. While conventional wisdom sells us elaborate systems, the most powerful changes often come from brief, precisely targeted interventions that work with our psychology rather than against it. These evidence-based techniques have transformed countless lives precisely because they align with how our minds actually function rather than how we think they should work. Happiness isn't just a pleasant feeling, it's a driver of success. Studies of over 250,000 people show happy individuals enjoy stronger relationships, better careers, and enhanced immune function. Yet once basic needs are met, even substantial wealth increases produce minimal happiness gains, with Forbes 100 billionaires only marginally happier than average Americans. While genetics determines 50% of happiness and circumstances 10%, a significant 40% stems from changeable behaviors and thoughts. Daily expressive writing about challenging experiences boosts psychological health by creating coherent narratives that aid processing and problem solving. Weekly gratitude lists significantly boost happiness and optimism by resetting our perception, helping us notice what we've become numb to, like regaining awareness of pleasant aromas we'd stopped noticing. Brief sessions imagining an ideal future across just 4 days measurably increased happiness compared to control groups. This finding inspired the Happiness Diary, a 5-minute daily practice that delivers scientifically proven mood improvements in less time than typical social media use. Proprioceptive psychology shows that physical actions trigger corresponding emotions. People who smile, even when forced by holding pencils between their teeth, feel genuinely happier than those who frown, with effects lingering beyond the smile itself. Similarly, nodding while viewing products increases preference, and upright posture for just 3 minutes improves mood and performance compared to slouching. How we spend money shapes happiness too. Experiences, like concerts, create more lasting satisfaction than material goods, as memories improve over time while possessions quickly lose appeal. Even more impactful is spending on others. Brain scans show giving activates reward centers, generating authentic happiness. Contrary to common belief, external rewards often reduce intrinsic motivation. Stanford research found children who received medals for drawing later spent less time at it than unrewarded peers, unconsciously concluding the activity must be unpleasant if it required incentives. In job interviews, while qualifications matter, likability proves the strongest predictor of success. Candidates who maintain natural eye contact 60 to 70% of the time, mirror the interviewer's pace, and show genuine enthusiasm about the organization are 40% more likely to receive offers than equally qualified peers. The 1964 murder of Kitty Genovese highlighted a puzzling phenomenon. The more witnesses present, the less likely anyone will help. Psychologists Latane and Darley documented this bystander effect through compelling experiments. In one study, a staged epileptic seizure drew help 85% of the time with one witness, but only 30% with five. Similarly, when they filled a waiting room with smoke, 75% of solo participants reported it versus 38% in groups. Three factors drive this effect. Pluralistic ignorance, where people look to others for behavioral cues, creating collective inaction, diffusion of responsibility across the group, and fear of embarrassment. To overcome the bystander effect, single out one specific person and clearly state both the problem and needed action. You, in the blue shirt, I'm having a heart attack, please call 911 now. This transforms an anonymous bystander into an accountable helper. This principle applies beyond emergencies. When seeking help via email, avoid group messages. Studies show they receive 50% fewer responses than individual requests. Instead, send separate, personalized requests that create clear individual responsibility. Research challenges traditional self-help wisdom about visualization. Studies show students who merely visualized success studied less and performed worse, while obese women with positive weight loss fantasies lost significantly less weight than those with realistic expectations. Pure success fantasies leave people unprepared for obstacles and reduce motivation. In studies of 5,000 people pursuing goals, the successful 10% employed 5 key techniques: creating detailed step-by-step plans with measurable sub-goals, making public commitments, focusing on benefits rather than failure, rewarding milestone achievements, and documenting everything in writing. For the 20% who chronically procrastinate, the Zeigarnik effect offers a solution. This psychological principle shows unfinished tasks occupy our minds until completion. The practical application is simple. Start working for just a few minutes and you'll likely feel compelled to finish. While visualizing end success can backfire, imagining the process proves effective. Students who visualized themselves studying rather than just receiving good grades dedicated more time to revision and achieved better results. Salvador Dali sparked creativity by dozing with a spoon over a glass, waking to sketch his semi-conscious visions when it dropped. Studies show people solve puzzles better after breaks, as creativity flourishes when the conscious mind steps aside for unconscious innovation. Simple changes boost creativity. Even one office plant increases creative output by 15%. Teams with rotating membership outperform stable groups in generating innovative ideas, despite fixed teams feeling more comfortable. Research challenges playing hard to get, showing it's more effective to be selective while expressing clear interest in someone, communicating, "I'm choosy and I choose you." Physical touch significantly influences behavior. A brief upper arm touch increases compliance, while in dating scenarios, it can raise success rates from 43% to 65%. First dates benefit from excitement. People often mistake physical stimulation for attraction, demonstrated by men being more likely to call a woman after meeting on a swaying bridge versus a stable one. Choose thrilling activities, as dates will associate their excitement with you. The most powerful techniques for personal change can be implemented in seconds. List 3 things you're grateful for weekly to boost happiness for a month. Perform small acts of kindness for an immediate mood lift. Place a mirror in your kitchen to reduce unhealthy eating by 32%. Add a potted plant to your office to increase creativity by 15% and lower stress. Touch people lightly on the upper arm to increase request compliance by 20%. Write about your relationship weekly to improve chances of staying together by 20%. Praise children's effort rather than ability to encourage persistence. Visualize yourself doing rather than achieving. Focus on practical steps instead of just success fantasies. Imagine a friend speaking at your funeral to identify long-term goals and assess progress. These techniques prove that meaningful change happens when you apply the right psychological lever in brief moments. Your next 60 seconds could transform everything.